91.5 WMFO Medford.
Let me say yeah!
When I'm proud.
At 11:04, according to that WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
Thank you.
And now, according to that very same digital clock, it is 11:07, and I am your faithful guest host, Ryan D., for this week's Bubbles in the Think Tank. It is two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable. 2 hours, my friend, on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach. All the silliness you can shake your stick at. And Belinda has been double dog daring you since 1990. Oh, it's good to be back. Hi, friends. Hi, everybody out there. Hi, WMFO Bubbles in the Think Tank listeners. It's an honor to be back here subbing for Queen Belinda. Thanks to everybody out there in Radioland and on the Facebook Bubbles in the Think Tank room. You can head over to Bubbles in the Think Tank and find us. Hope you're enjoying your Saturday evening. Thank you so much for spending some of your time with me. Coming up, the midnight hour, it's the Radio Obituaries. It's the time each week when we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. You know, as Belinda's been doing 2 full Radio Obituary shows. But as she said 2 weeks ago, people just keep passing away. Time keeps on marching. People keep on passing. With that said, I, your faithful guest host, Ryan D., would like to remind you that very, very soon, Bubbles fans and faithful, your titular set, your head of research, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., I like that name. I like it so much, I'd say it twice. He's going to be polling you people. You know, he's polling you for that upcoming Radio Obituary retrospective. You ready for that poll? It's the chance for you, listener, to share your opinion about the amazing Radio Obituaries you have heard throughout the year. You want to hear them again? Well, you better take that dang poll. That head of research is going to be contacting you. You have an opinion, right? You heard some great radio obituaries, especially these past 2 weeks. Amazing people on this earth that have passed and have left behind a legacy of music and silliness. And we're going to pay respects to them once more after you get polled. So be ready for it. Don't know what's coming. You don't know when to expect that poll. Nobody expects the radio obituary poll. But first, in that first hour here, we're going to deal with a pesky little thing known as time. As you know, just a few short hours, daylight savings time ends. Began so long ago, it feels like, but it happens in a blink of an eye. All of a sudden, we're going to lose another hour. It's at 2 a.m. So, yeah, it's just right around the corner. And as the show bleeds into Sunday morning, you get another hour back. So you spend 2 hours with me, but then you get a whole hour back. Yep, turning back the clocks. We're going to fall back in time, giving us all that one extra hour of unable to sleep. Time's always on the march. You know that, I know that. Hence the never-ending radio obituary. It falls back, it springs forward, goes slow, like when you're at work. Goes fast when you're not at work. And then, you know, whenever we find ourselves on the timeline of life, remember to always take some of that time for yourself, my friends. Always. And the fact that you're taking some of that time, which, again, you're going to get back, to spend time with me and Bubbles, well, I love it. And I love it a lot. It's good to be back here in the think tank chair with all of you fine people. But first, there's a first before the first. You may know this, or you may not. This is my 12th time as your guest host. 12 times I've been here for all of you, Bubbles Faithful. I love it. And celebrate that monumentous or this monumentous moment with all of you. Just for a moment, I'm going to start things off celebrating number 12. I'm going to play you a song here that I kind of grew up with. Pretty much taught me how to count. At least to 12 anyway. So let's get the fun started. Bubbles in the think tank time. Are you ready? I certainly am. Let's go.
The Count Von Count. And right now, you and I are going to learn which wonderful number is the number of the day. One.
One.
Two.
Two.
Three.
Three.
Four.
Four.
Five.
Five.
Oh, when will we get to the number of the day? Six.
Six.
Seven.
Seven.
Eight.
Eight.
Nine.
Nine.
The suspense is getting to me. Ten.
Ten.
11.
11.
12.
12.
Dancing number 12. Ah, terrific.
I am confused by people who are thrown off by daylight savings time. Because it is not a big deal. People try to make it a big deal. These drama queens and kings. It is just an hour adjustment twice a year. That's all it is. It's an hour adjustment twice a year. You move the clock back, you move the clock forward. That's all. You don't even have to live the hour that gets adjusted. You know what I mean? You don't have to sit there like, come on, come on. You just move the hands on the clock. That's all it is. But still, twice a year, you will hear people say things like, oh, I'm sorry, man, I'm all screwed up because of daylight savings time. What? If you find yourself saying that, you might as well just tag it with, I have trouble talking to people, so I let my mouth open up and let words fall out of it because talking is hard with the thing, it, a bench. It's just an hour. It's just an hour. You didn't get off a plane from Australia. There's nothing to be disoriented by. It's just an hour, but still, twice a year, people, what is, is this milk still good? What happens now? What? Who is the president? Do I have a great bushy beard?
You, baby, all I know is that
Daylight savings time. None of us are used to it. We've been dealing with it for every fallback. You spring forward. I don't particularly care for it now. But in the springtime, when you're just so damn tired of perpetual darkness, unless you're the Count, of course, spring forward is so much fun. Going back, like we're going to have to do in a little bit, you know, everyone says we get an hour or more of sleep. No. Just an hour more of tossing and turning. But hey, that's it. It's time. Time doesn't care. Doesn't care what I think. Doesn't care what you think. Hence what this is all about. It's time. You hear a lot of songs coming up about that particular theme of time. That was Sandy Edmonds right there. I loved finding that. New Zealand musician. That song's from 1967. Just found out about her putting the show together, and I listened to a couple more of her tracks, and she's great. One of the best things about doing Bubbles in the Think Tank is finding out about these musicians, doing research for the theme that I've chosen, what I'm doing for the show, and then becoming a fan of an artist that I had no idea existed. I love it. That was Sandy Edmonds right there. And you heard some funny stuff from Paul F. Tompkins about daylight savings time. That guy's a hoot. And of course, some fun with Sesame Street. Let's continue with our theme about time and space and things of that nature. Science, I guess.
Past and future. A phenomenon is something that occurs in three-dimensional space, interpreted with the fourth dimension, seen serially as time.
Nineteen ninety-nine.
eternity, noumenon, is motionless, ubiquitous, and permanent. If there were no memory, there would be no past. If there were no desire or fear, there would be no future. The present, renewed every instant, alone would remain. And it would be eternity, for there could be no time.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
Just a jump to the left.
And then a stretch to the right.
With your hands on your hips.
You bring your knees in tight. There is the velvet dust. It really does feel insane. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again.
It's a dream. Free me, so you can't see me. No, not at all. In another dimension, with voyeuristic intention. Well secluded, I see all.
With a bit of a mind flip,
you're into the time slip.
And nothing can ever be the same.
Spaced out on sensation.
Like you're under sedation.
Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again.
Well, I was walking down the street just to have a thing. When a snake of a guy gave me an evil wing. He shook on me up, he took me by surprise. He had a pickup track and the devil's eyes.
To the left.
And then it's back to the right.
Put your hands on your hips.
Doing the time warp with me? I was doing a time warp here in the studio. It was my hope that you were all doing it as well. I'm a little out of breath. Time warp takes a lot out of you as you get older. It's all about time. Do you have the time for the time warp? You can waste an hour doing it, because again, you're going to get that hour back. Let's learn more about time and space. And only sometimes it feels like we only go backwards.
In our existing condition, we only know the past and imagine the future. The present never exists for us, for it is always a memory before we are able to conceive it. Have the past and future any reality? we have every reason to ask. Trick of memory. May the future not be only a fabrication for the fulfillment of desire. Can there be anything but an eternal present?
Without
Post Sparks. Nobody can beat the clock. That's Sparks right there, fourth and final single off of their eighth album, Number One in Heaven, released in 1979. Great stuff from Tame Impala up ahead of that. Feels like we only go backwards. Sometimes that is exactly true. And that's off the Australian band's sophomore album, Lonerism, released in 2012. Of course, I'm going to play the Rocky Horror Picture Show Time Warp. Of course I am. Huey Lewis in the News back in time off of the soundtrack to the 1985 smash hit movie Back to the Future. Of course, I've been weaving in some 1960s education about time and space. I want you to be entertained and also to learn something. Are you learning something? Are you entertained? Let's hear what just plain Fred has to say about the whole situation.
Every fall and every spring, most of us do the same old thing. Gain an hour here, lose an hour there. For daylight savings, I just don't care. Spring forward, fall back. Spring forward, fall back. I know you can do it cause you got the knack. Spring forward, fall back. Early to bed, early to rise, makes a man healthy, wealthy and wise. But daylight savings is a crying shame, and old Ben Franklin is the one to blame. Spring forward, fall back. Spring forward, fall back. You can do it cause you got the knack. Spring forward, fall back. When Dylan said we gotta change the time, it wasn't daylight savings that he had in mind. It's just a big headache, as we all know that old daylight savings has got to go. Spring forward, fall back. Spring forward, fall back. Well, I know you can do it cause you got the knack. Spring forward, fall back. Making money off of this here deal, Lord, it wouldn't be happening, that's for real. But we all gotta do what they all say, so it looks like daylight savings is here to stay. Spring forward, fall back. Spring forward, fall back. Well, I know you can do it cause you got the knack. Spring forward, fall back. 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 Well, I know you can do it cause you got the knack. Spring forward, fall back.
It's a good question. Why have I let the supreme being keep me here in the fortress of ultimate darkness?
Because you...
No, shut up. I'm speaking rhetorically.
Oh, of course.
I let him keep me here in order to lull him into a false sense of security.
Ah, clever.
Clever. When I have the map, I will be free, and the world will be different, because I have understanding.
Understanding of what, Master?
Of digital watches. And soon I shall have understanding of video cassette recorders and car telephones. And when I have understanding of them, I shall have understanding of computers. And when I have understanding of computers, I shall be the supreme being. God isn't interested in technology. He knows nothing of the potential of the microchip or the silicon revolution. Look how he spends his time. 43 species of parrot. Nipples for men.
Slugs.
Slugs? He
created slugs. They can't hear, they can't speak, they can't operate machinery. I mean, are we not in the hands of a lunatic?
Sir, look!
If I were creating a world, I wouldn't mess about with butterflies and daffodils. I would have started with lasers. 8 o'clock, day one. Sorry.
I just can't wait for the new technological dawn.
Young heart.
I love that. When you can turn cowbells and percussion into the sound of a ticking clock. Just scream out time. That's all right. That's all you need right there. It's the Chambers Brothers' Time Has Come Today. It's from 1967's The Time Has Come. Played you a little clip from the wonderful movie Time Bandits. I've added that. And Just Plain Fred giving us an education on how he feels about springing forward and falling back. It's time. We have so little of it. Remember when we were younger and it just seemed like time went on forever? When you hit your 40s. Now all of a sudden you're like, where the hell did all that go? Maybe I'm just being more, I don't know, thoughtful of it now that we're falling back again. But hey, it's Bubbles in the Think Tank. And I am Ryan D. And I'm having a blast playing music about the marching of time and the falling back of time. Hi, everybody out there. Having so much fun keeping up with you on the old Facebook, the old FB, as the kids call it these days. The kids don't use Facebook. Got another one I want to play for you about time. It's not really about time, but it's from the time. You ready to get funky? With Morris Day and the time? I certainly am. This one's a jam. And it kind of falls in. He's not singing particularly about time, but it's the time. This is produced by Morris Day and the Star Company. I do love this song. It was one of the three singles released from the album What Time Is It? Released back in 1982 from the time. Let's get funky, friends. Bubbles in the Think Tank. The time.
Zip, snap, and drop. Easy access, BB.
Yes, before you get a chance to holler stop.
Besides, Rollo likes his freedom.
Ain't nothing like a fresh pair of baggies.
Now I know that's right.
Everybody walk your body.
Everybody walk your body.
For a walk. Hut, two, three, four. What the hell are we fighting for? Walk. Company falling line talk.
Hut, two, three, four. What the hell are we fighting for? Walk. Hut, two, three, four. What the hell are we fighting for? Walk.
Piano man. About to walk a hole in my Stacy Adams. What time is it? Little cute guitar player, make your mama proud. I want all of Detroit City to stand up, clap your hands. All right, you Polaroid, stay in time with the drummer. Yeah, baby, don't be so mean. Terry.
I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
You guys still walking? Because Morris Day, he's not done.
Say, hey, baby, where are you going?
I'm going home. I can't dance like that.
Well, baby, that's because you got those jeans on too tight. Now let's just take them off.
What do you mean, let's just take them off?
Come on, take them off. I got something for you to wear. Here, put this on.
You always keep lingerie in your glove compartment.
None of my women wear gloves. Now put this on.
But
my ass. Hey, play on words.
But all the girls will stare at me.
All the girls in this neighborhood already wear camisoles.
I know, but...
That's because it's cool. Now let's get them jeans off.
Okay, but I'm warning you.
Warning me about what? zipper's tight. Here, why don't you lay down?
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Stop trying to tell me things and pull.
But
come on, pull.
I'm warning you.
Mary, sweet mother Jesus.
I told you.
Damn, baby. How'd you get all that in them jeans?
It wasn't easy.
No, that's right. Well, I think you'd be more comfortable in this.
I'm sure I would. I don't know.
Hurry up, Grace. The song's almost over.
My name's not Grace.
I know. Hurry up, Grace.
Man, these are weird. I guess the tag goes in the back.
Hurry up.
Okay. Okay, how do I look?
Almost as good as me. Now let's go. Hey, Maurice. What time is it? Who's the lovely lady? Introduce us.
I'll introduce you to a headache if you don't get out of my face.
Okay, baby, now check this out. We're gonna walk till the song's over. In other words, meet me at the bar in 32 measures. Cool?
Cool.
And if you're good, I'll let you work the stick in my ride.